And that's what I did last week up in Chicago. We got to listen to the game. Had a chance to visit with Coach Tucker Pruitt, and we talked a little bit about the defense of Lee County and how he's going to, what he thinks might and might not work. He said the one thing about their defense, they do not give you the long ball. He said you've got to take what they give you, and one of the things they don't do is give you that opportunity to throw that ball deep. He said so we might look for some underneath routes, maybe some stuff out in the flat. However, we know that Morrell likes to hook it up, and he's going to throw the ball a lot tonight, and we're getting ready to get this thing underway. We're about 6 seconds away from them saying play football.
Well, I want to remind everybody, all our listeners as well, follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice. We do have some updated Twitter feeds tonight. We're able to do that live through our DAC Stats program now, so hopefully we'll be able to give you all the plays, all of the scoring opportunities as well. Be sure and follow us at TheVikingVoice.com.
And for Lee County back deep, number three, Demetrius Milton, a 5'7", 165-pound sophomore. He is their deep receiver, standing about the five-yard line. This is a beautiful night for high school football. No wind. Solomon has the ball teed up on the near hash mark here in front of the press box. He'll be kicking towards that south end zone. Checks his players. Everybody's ready. Approaches the ball, puts his foot into it. A squib kick that bounces. He takes it at the 7. He's across the 10, the 15, across the 20. And we hit him, spin him, and take him down about the 22-yard line. Good return by Milton.
Yeah, a little squib kick that time by Will Solomon. It looked like he just hit it a little high on the ball. I don't think he intended for that squib ball, but it did take a good high bounce, and the returner had to wait on the thing to get to him.
And it would show you that the kind of power he's got, even though he hits the ball high like that, he still puts it down around the 10-yard line.
Yep. First down and 10 for the Lee County Trojans, starting from their own 23-yard line.
Morrell and the shotgun. He's got trips to the near side, single receiver far side. We're showing man coverage, three-man front. Drops, throws a little bubble screen, ball's on the ground, and
okay.
They say it's an incomplete pass.
Yeah, the ball, I'm watching through my binoculars. It skipped to him over there on the side on the flat, so it's going to be second down and 10 now.
He had a wide, we call it a wide receiver screen. Now he sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. In the backfield, number 27.
And there's going to be a little bit of a delay and a penalty flag as that player, number 27 for Lee, Javonte Daniels, was coming in late.
Yeah. Substitution to guys on Lee County. Hey, I want to mention right here that we do have a new starter out here at safety. Actually, he wasn't there the first play, but he's in now. It's the second play of the game. Austin Robinson is in at safety. Austin is number 15. He's a sophomore, only 5'9", 145, but Austin's in the game.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts supply, sideline update. Morrell in the shotgun. It's second and 15. The ball back at the 18-yard line. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made. Spins, turns, goes down about the 22.
Now, Wes, what we saw him do was take that catch, come out, and go backwards. He probably gave up about 3 or 4 yards they would have gotten.
It's out to the 22. It is third and 11 from the 22. Ball on their hash mark. Lee County going from right to left on your radio dial. Morrell in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, two near side, drops straight back, looks, there comes pressure, goes out, and it's intercepted at the 30. Oh, now he drops it. We had it in our hands. I thought we were, ooh, it
that
was good, but we dropped it.
Kedrick Clemens, one of our impact players tonight that we mentioned in the countdown to kickoff, had it in his hands, and the ball falls away, but it will turn over. Well, it'll force Lee County to punt here at 4th and 11 with 10:50 left in the first quarter, no score. Vikings look to have the ball for their first possession, and back deep for us is number 17, Justin Smith.
Lee County punter standing about the 8-yard line. Smith standing at our 44.
Punter is number 30.
There's a snap, high kick off to the side. Hits at the 45, across the 40. We're going to let it bounce all the way down. They're letting it roll. It'll roll dead about the 29-and-a-half-yard line.
Yeah, it just rolls inside the 30 where the Vikings will have it first down and 10 with good field position. 10:37 left in the first quarter.
Flag on the play, guys. flag on the play. They're keeping our defense on the field here. Going to see what it is.
All right, hold on just a moment. We'll find out what the flag is.
I think they think it's on Lee County. I don't know if it's formation or what, but our coaches are keeping the defense out there and wanting them to
make them repunt.
Let's see what the official says. And
it would have been West
illegal procedure against Lee County.
Was a 48-yard punt. So, yeah, I agree. Make him play it again.
Yeah, guys, I'm being told it was a legal formation. So back him up five, punt again.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. As always, Marty Rogers patrolling those sidelines for us, keeping us up to date on any and all the things that happen down there. Garrett Glover, the punter for Lee County, now standing about, he's standing inside the 10. Justin Smith has moved up to the 45. 10:37 to go, first quarter, no score. As we stop Lee County on their first possession.
And almost had the interception, West. Kedrick Clemens had the ball in his hand.
Smith standing at our 45. Glover standing at his 3.
All right.
And the umpire steps in. I'm not sure what's going on there, but he stepped in, walks over, says something to the referee.
Our coaches now are saying middle of the field, and they moved it over to the hash mark, so they're trying to move the ball back to the middle of the field where it was, but evidently they're not going to do it.
All right, here we go.
Eight-man front for our Vikings. Two safeties, a deep man. There's a snap. We go after it. He gets it away. Nice kick. Smith takes it at their 49. He's across the 45, down to the 41-yard line.
That turned out to be about a 29-yard penalty as we picked up 29-plus yards from where we would have started.
And that's always a big plus. We will start first and 10 from their 41. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. 10:30 to go, first quarter, no score. And here comes the Vikings and Austin Dixon with Michael Barrett in the backfield. He sends two receivers far side. He's got Jenkins to the near side. They've got double coverage on him out here. They pull the safety back. Lee County with a 3-3 stack, much like Camden's. Now the officials stop the clock again. Not sure why. Now they're all backing up. Signal's ready for play. We put Jenkins in motion. And we give it to Barrett on the counter. He's across the 40 down to about the 37-yard line.
About a 4-yard pickup, Wes.
4 yards. It'll be second and 6 as we bring in number 33, Des Copeland. We send 13 to Von Kyle to the far side. Jenkins to the near side. Again, double coverage on Jenkins. They're showing blitz off the corner. They jump, break the zone. Bill will pick up 5 more on encroachment on the defense.
Yeah, that was number 31, their defensive end, Collins Tinsley, jumped into that neutral zone. We've talked about it all year long, about the voice inflection of Austin Dixon.
Mr. John, no, they call it on our Vikings, illegal procedure.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I'm not sure what that call, I mean, Marty, maybe you can get an update on that.
It will be second and 11 back at the 42. Ball on the near hash mark. Clock running as we approach the 10-minute mark here in the first quarter with no score. First possession for our Vikings. Trips to the far side. Jenkins to the near side. They back off. Copeland around the left side looking for a hole. Turns the corner. He's across the 40. He tiptoes down the sidelines and they run him out of bounds somewhere around the 33-yard line. That's going to give us a doable third down from there, Bill.
Yeah, we'll make it about third and a long 2, maybe third and 3.
We've got to get just across the 31. We're sitting at the 33. Copeland comes out along with Presley. Gabe Neighbors comes in. That big tight end. And Boogie Cammon. Vikings on the far side of the field. They've got almost a 5-man front. Give it to Cammon. Cammon right up the middle. Oh, he'll be close to the first down. According to where they give him the spot and from where.
He's going to be short.
Yep, from where they're coming in, it's going to be short. It's going to be fourth and about a yard.
And I think you're going to see the Vikings go for it here on fourth down.
Will Talbert brings the play in. Ball on the Lee County 32-yard line. We got to get to the 31. 9:22 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Vikings left or right on your radio dial. They're stacking the line. Dixon puts a man in motion. And he gives it to Cameron over the right side. He's hit. But does he have the first down? From where they're marking him at, he does, Bill.
Depends on the nose of that ball. Marty, you're right there.
Guys, it's very close. Very, very close. First down by the nose of the ball, though. We just crossed the line, and that's all we had to do.
That was it. Vikings got just what they needed. They put seven men up on the line of scrimmage. Our offensive line went after them and moved them back just enough.
So first down and 10 for the Vikings. They get a fourth down conversion. And now let's see if we can move it. The clock running. 8:55 left here in the first quarter. No score.
We stack two receivers near side. Stack two far side. Dixon in the backfield by himself. They're showing blitz. Quickly throws it out to Cameron. Cameron gets the block by one man. Oh, drops his head and runs over one guy. Gets it down to about the 24-yard line. Give Cameron about 5 yards on that pitch and catch.
Well, they're actually going to mark him. Looks like the 27 is where they'll mark him down. So second down for the Vikings.
That still gives him second and six, giving 4 yards. Same formation. Dixon on the quarterback carry, and they shut it down. He gets absolutely, I'd not say nowhere. He picks up about 2 yards as it gets down to about the 25.
What I saw Austin do there, the hole opened up, but he stayed behind his blockers, and then that collapsed around him. I think if he could have seen that hole right there to his right, he might have been able to pick up another 3-4 yards.
It is third and four from the 25-yard line. We've got to get down to the 21. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings are going from left to right here at Martin Stadium, headed toward that south end zone. Dixon in the shotgun. Puts Kyle in motion. Rolls, looks, throws out to Gabe. Nevers has the first down. He's across the 5-10. And he's all the way down to the 5-yard line. The big tight end came out and made the catch. And we've got first and goal at the 5.
Wes, one of the observations I have watched, and I don't know if it's our mouthpiece or if it's Lee's mouthpiece, but there's some hitting going on down there, and mouthpieces are flying on the hit. 20 yards on the catch, and it's first and goal for the Vikings.
Louis Regal in at the up back. Neighbors at an up back. Jenkins camming to the far side. Dixon in the shotgun by himself. Takes right up the middle, runs right into the teeth of that Lee County Trojan defense, a pushing and shoving, and he'll get down to around the 3-yard line, giving two on the carry. Second and goal from the three.
7:19, the clock is running here in the first quarter. No score. Our Vikings first possession, and they are scratching at the door here inside the Blanton and Griffin Insurance red zone.
We send Kyle to the far side, Jenkins near side. There's a timeout. The official calls a timeout.
It's an equipment timeout. Number 31, it looks like, for Lee is going to have to come off.
And they're sending a player on.
All right, here we go. Now they wind the clock.
Double tight end set for our Vikings. That three-man front. Linebackers up tight. Ball's on the ground. We fall on it. Back at the 10. It will be third and goal from the 10. There was a miscue as Dixon took the snap, turn, and the ball slipped out of his hand. Not what you want to happen when you're that close to the goal line.
Well, I'm going to take the optimist side of it, Wes, and say now you got more room to throw the ball.
You read my mind.
All right, third down and goal from the 10 for the Vikings.
Presley and Cowell to the far side. Jenkins to the near side. They're showing blitz off the corner. Dixon with Cameron in the backfield. Drops straight back. There comes the blitz. Throws across the middle to a spot and nothing there. Kyle was being held. It was a spot throw. Tavon Kyle was being held and no call. It'll be fourth down.
They'll send Will Solomon out to attempt the field goal here. From that spot, looks like it'll be marked about the 16, so a 26-yard field goal attempt.
Dixon had to get rid of it in a hurry because they were coming on a jailhouse break.
Actually, they're going to mark it at the 17, so a 27-yard attempt.
from the right hash mark. Snap, ball's down. Oh, it's an end-around reverse, Michael. Michael Barrett's going to take the ball, head toward the end zone, and will not get it. Will not get it. They'll run him out of bounds at the one.
One of the things, when you do that, it was a great fake. Now, absolutely a great fake. Michael Barrett was trying to juke a little bit. I think what you do with that play is you run straight to the corner pylon. He tried to juke a little bit. It allowed the defense to come up. And when that happened, then, you know, everything broke down.
Guys, they were actually telling him as he came off the field that he had the run-pass option and that if he had stopped, the defender had bid up on it and he had Gabe in the corner. I think he was a little indecisive there. Do I run it?
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, and sideline update.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. They're going to move the ball back to the field goal attempt, but it was a downed ball on a run. That should be the ball down at the one-yard line. Now, I'd like an official review of this. It was a field goal attempt. The ball was at the 10. It was incomplete. I mean, of course, they tried a fake.
Coach Mack is arguing that that is a run. That's just like lining up out of the center and running the ball. We never attempted a kick, so he shouldn't go back to the spot. That's his argument.
Well, you hear the crowd's appreciation of it. First and 10 for the Lee Trojans.
Morrell in the shotgun. A four-man front for the Vikings. Takes the snap, drops back, throws out in the flat. Catch made out at the 12. Across the 15, the 20. We run him out of bounds about the 24-yard line.
5:58 here in the first quarter. No score as the Vikings were turned away as their attempts at a field goal. And no score here as Lee's second possession.
Morrell in the shotgun. Ball out to the 24. Gives it to the up back. He gets across the 25 up to about the 26 or 27.
That's Gabe Neighbors in there on that tackle, Wes. Number 27 for Lee County. Giovanni Daniels had no place to go.
They give him 2 yards. It's second and 8. Lee moving from right to left on your radio dial. Twins left, twins right. Morrell in the shotgun. Drops back again, looks, throws out in the flats, catcher made, those are the whistle.
And a flag here on this side.
And it's a legal procedure against Lee County.
That will march them back 5. Remains second down.
I have an officiating friend who's listening tonight. If you would, text me and give me a clarification on that.
Whenever
you... Morrell, again, twins left, twins right. We show blitz. He gives it to the up back. By one man, two. He's by the linebackers as he crosses the 25 up to the 26. It'll be third and about 8, Bill.
Yeah, it was Michael Barrett just grabbed him by the shoestring.
It'll be third and 7 from the 27-yard line. They've got to get out to the 34. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Morrell keeps the back in the backfield with him. Drops back. Looks. Quarterback draw up the middle. He does not have the first down as he gets hit hard. He'll be about a yard short at the 32. So it'll be 4th and 1. And he went down awfully hard.
Well, will they go for it here at this end of the field or will they punt? Because they've not changed up yet.
They're going for it. 5-man front for our Vikings. Our linebacker's up tight. Morrell.
Little quick kick.
Kicks it away. We receive it. Oh, we drop us. We drop the balls on the ground. We finally pick it up. Number 12 has it.
Fred Stewart.
Fred Stewart for our Vikings. He just saved our next, Bill.
Wow, that ball bounced out. Thought we fell on it, but it squirted away again. Fred Stewart able to pick it up, and we'll get it first down and 10 from about the 32, 33-yard line. So a couple little crazy things going on here in the first quarter. No score here with 4:18 left in the first quarter. Vikings in their second possession now.
We take over first and 10 from our 33. Ball on the far hash mark. Here comes Dixon with Louis Regal. Also number 21, J.D. Lee. And J.D. can light it up for you. Three-man front, linebackers up tight. Dixon rolls right, looks, tucks the ball. Quarterback keeper turns. He is across the 35, up to about the 36. Give him about five. You'll go give him 5 yards on that carry, Bill. Second and five.
Yeah, that time is he just read that. It was open up the middle, picked up 4 or 5 yards. 3:58, the clock continues to run here in the first quarter, no score.
Dixon and that shotgun. 3-3 stack for Camden. They give it to number 21. Again, that's Lee. Lee gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose 4 yards this time.
Yeah, Lee County came on a blitz that time, just came right through the line untouched. And it looked like number 35 for them. That was Trevante Grace.
3:25 to go in the first quarter. No score. Third and 8 for our Vikings. We've got to get out to the 43-yard line. They're showing blitz again. Dixon looks to the sidelines. Kyle to the near side. Jenkins. Louis Regal to the far side. Cameron in the backfield with Dixon. Three down linemen. Corner walks up. Now they drop off. Look, throws across the middle. Presley makes the catch for the first down out to the 45.
Another traditions flooring impact player. Dylan Presley took the catch, and he knew he was going to get hit across the middle. And it's the first down for the Vikings.
Took one for the team as Dixon just threaded it right in there. First and 10, Vikings at our 45. Ball in the middle of the field. Again, Dixon calls for it. Looks. Quarterback keeper gets hit and sacked behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose 3.
Yeah, that's that middle linebacker, number 45, Cole Maxwell, came through, caught him in the backfield, and there's going to be a loss on that play.
The second and 13.
A 3-yard loss on the sack brings up second and 13.
2:25 to go, first quarter, no score. Our second possession. Twins left. Twins right. Now brings a man in motion towards us. Give it to Cameron on the counter. He runs right into the teeth of that Trojan defense and will get a yard. It'll be third and 12 from our 43-yard line. We've got to get all the way down to their 45.
Well, it's number 35 for them. Trevante Grace loses a helmet. He'll have to come off. Third down now for the Vikings.
The longest third down conversion we've had to attempt tonight. They go almost to a five-man front. Drops back. There comes a blitz. Little screen play to Cameron underneath. And Boogie will get it out to the 47-yard line. But we'll be about 8 yards short of the first down, and our Vikings will have to punt.
1:46 left here in the first quarter as Tyson Shaw checks in, along with Dagan Anderson to long snap.
Tyson Shaw, they send back. I'm trying to get his number. Trojan punt returner standing back about their 20. Shaw standing just inside the 40. He keeps it. Tyson Shaw has the first down. Down the sidelines he goes. All the way down to the Trojan 30-yard line. Just fooled everybody. Took the snap, roll left, and we gambled, and it has paid off.
Guys, let's give the coaches credit there. They saw that on film, had that in their back pocket, came out, saw the way they were lined, said we got it, and they were right. Great play, great call there by the coaching staff. Good job, Vikings.
23-yard run by Tyson Shaw down to the Trojan 30-yard line. Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supplies, sideline update. Inside 1 minute to go. Dixon barks for the ball. Trojans shifting around on defense. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side. Drops back, looks, there comes a rush. Tosses it downfield. And it's Xavier Deacon into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
30-yard touchdown pass. I see ya. Xavier Jenkins.
They were bumping shoulder to shoulder down the sidelines. Dixon just laid it right there at the pylon. Jenkins went up, snatched that ball, brought it down, and our Vikings are on the scoreboard.
Yep, with 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. It has been a back-and-forth quarter here.
Will we attempt the extra point or go for two? We swing the gate, and Solomon's going to get a chance to put one through the upright. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. Dixon to hold. Waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 7-0 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box, Solomon's kick rolls into the end zone for a touchback.
Let's go to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 8 plays, 67 yards, took 3 minutes and 38 seconds off the clock. It was set up by Tyson Shaw's fake punt, and then the bomb to Xavier Jenkins, 30-yard touchdown pass. Vikings lead 7-0, 40 seconds to go in the first quarter of play.
What we oohed about, guys, was that kickoff bounced into no man's land about the 5-yard line. Lee was not covering it, but fortunately for Lee County, it did bounce and roll into the end zone. So it's 1st and 10 from the 20 for Lee County. The Vikings could have had a great opportunity there. All right, here we go, Wes.
Morrell out on the field with Twins to the left, Twins to the far side, single receiver near side. Vikings in a three-man front. Now we've got four up on the line, showing blitz off the corner. He rolls right, throws back against the grain, little bubble screen underneath. We're waiting for it. He's by one man, two at the 30, to 40, to 45. But again, it gets flipped by one man, and they bring it all the way down to our 41-yard line.
Yeah, that's number 23, Trey Eford. We talked about him at the top of the show about his speed. It was a little comeback screen. They rolled everybody to the right, came back to the left and found him. Great block to open it up, and that was about, let's see, a 39-yard pass play.
1st and 10 from our 41. Morrell sends two to the far side. Single receiver near side. Two backs in the backfield. Drops straight back. Looks, throws out, flats again. We tip it. Oh, almost intercepted.
Great
incomplete pass.
I believe that was that number 39, Barry McBurney, that made that tip? It was 25, Kedrick Clemens, I apologize, on the tip. Brings up 2nd and 10. The clock stops with 22 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Morrell again and the shotgun with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Fakes, play action, throws out, and we intercept the ball. At the 40. Still on the feet at the 45. Kedrick Clemens on the INT.
Kedrick said, you're going to throw it in my place again. I'm going to get it this time. And he did. And the Vikings get that much-needed turnover with 14.3 seconds left in the first quarter.
Our Vikings playing some inspired football tonight, leading 7-0. 1st and 10 from our own 45.
Interception.
We send Jenkins to the far side. Kyle to the near side. Presley at a wideout. Kamen in the backfield. Dixon standing at our 40. They've got four linebackers, two corners up tight on the line. Again, play action, look downfield. Presley open across the middle. Oh, in and out of his hands at the 40.
Just led him a little too much as Dylan Presley was coming across the middle just past his outstretched arm. The clock stops with 8.5 seconds left here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0.
2nd and 10 from our 45. Kyle.
That's plenty.
Has got man coverage to the far side. They're showing man coverage on Jenkins to the near side. There they come. Again, we throw a little bubble screen under the flag, and I don't know what they're going to call.
Maybe formation. Let's see what we got.
Illegal procedure.
The crowd not happy with it, of course. A 5-yard mark off. Brings up 2nd and 15 with 6.8 seconds left here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Dixon looks to the sideline, gets the play.
Backs up now, standing at just about the 35. Drops straight back there to come again. Locks downfield looking for Jenkins. Up in the air! Jenkins makes the catch up to 20. He has it at the 20, pointing at the ball to the official. I've got it. That's Kentucky tonight.
Let's go down to Marty. Marty, that was an incredible catch.
Xavier just went up and got it, guys. I told you before the game, he's one of our tradition scoring impact players. Xavier just made an outstanding, kind of over the wrong shoulder, leaning back, just went up and got the ball and then fought for it all the way to the ground. great individual effort. Hey, good throw there, too, by Austin Dixon. So, great play.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. A 40-yard pass, and that's the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back after this 60-second break.
Dixon in the shotgun. Man in motion. Gives it to Jenkins around the left side. Rend around, gets hit. Spins, stays on his feet, but will lose a couple yards back to the 22-23-yard line. We had first and 10 from the 20. They tried an end around with Jenkins.
Yeah, that little jet jet sweep, and nothing there that time for Jenkins.
It'll be second and 12 from the 20.
One of the things, that 40-yard pass by Xavier Jenkins, he fought for the ball, and that's something we've been looking for from Xavier Jenkins, is that tenacity to get the ball. What a great play that was.
Twins left. Jenkins in double coverage to our side of the field. They bring a man in motion towards left. Dixon, play action, looks, throws again across the middle to Jenkins. Oh, in and out of his hands. The ball is in the end zone when the defender throws Jenkins to the ground and nobody says a word.
I'm telling you, Austin Dixon had a little something sauce on that ball. He hummed it in there.
See, he had some pepper juice on that one.
And Xavier Jenkins just could not hold on, and you're right. It ricocheted out of his hands into the end zone, and the defender just body slammed him.
Third and 12. We send Twins to the left, Twins to the right. Dixon looks around. They bring the safety up. We're showing the safety blitz. Almost like four linebackers. There they come again. Lost it toward the end zone. Jenkins fights for the ball. Gets bumped. Nothing there. No call. It'll be fourth and 12 from the 22, and we'll have to attempt. Bill will be probably about a 37, 38-yard field goal attempt.
We'll see. They're going to mark it at the 22. Let's see where Austin Dixon marks down. It will be at the 39. So a 29, it will be a 39-yard field goal attempt. Vikings leading 7-0 with 11:09 left in the first half.
Dixon waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's got the distance, and it's good. Vikings lead 10-0. We'll take a 60-second break.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium as our Lions High Vikings lead 10-0 over the Lee County Trojans with 11:05 here in the first half. Now back over to West.
Solomon set to kick off. Ball on the far hash mark at the 40. Milton back deep. Nice, nice kick. He kicks it toward the corner.
And out of bounds.
And out of bounds. They'll take it at the 35. Let's go to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings. Six plays, 33 yards, ran 1 minute, 9 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 39-yard field goal by Will Solomon. Vikings lead 10-0 with 11:05 to go in the half.
Lee County will have good starting field possession, position here at the 35-yard line, trailing 10-0 over our Vikings.
That's Daniels, number 27, in the backfield. Morales in the shotgun. Twins near side, single receiver far side. He gives it to Daniels right up the middle. He's got a big hole as he busts across the 40 out to the 46-yard line. 6 yards on that one carry.
I was watching the quarterback. He went really low to get that snap. Almost with a knee on the ground. I'm not sure if it was, but it was very close to him having his knee on the ground.
Second and 4. Morrell again in the shotgun. Again to Daniels over the left side. He's got the first down as he comes all the way out to the 47-yard line. 48, there's a helmet off.
Michael Barrett makes the tackle for the Vikings. That is a number 61, Chris Barnes. The offensive lineman for Lee County has to come out.
Daniels, 2 straight carries. They don't rush the ball a lot, but they sure seem to be doing it right now. Twins near side, Twins far side. Morrell drops back, looks, pump fake, stands up. There's nobody there. He gets hit, and a smart man.
Wow.
As he gets back to the line of scrimmage and bulls his way for 2 yards to the 50, where it will be 2nd and 8 from midfield.
I tell you what, we had really wrapped him up. That was number 10, Jeffrey Davis. But the big size of Morrell and how big he is and powerful, he was able to pick up those 2 yards.
Morrell, top sweep out to the left side. Daniel. Daniel's over there. He's got the first down as they get into Vikings territory down around the 42-yard line.
He was really close. He's going to be right on that marker, but you're right. I think that is going to be the first down.
Well, they marked it at. The official steps up. It'll be first and 10. Trojans at our 42-yard line. Daniels has been a workhorse on this drive. 10 minutes to go in the half. Vikings leading 10-0. Morrell again says something to Daniels. Drops back, looks. Bubble screen across the middle. They make the catch out here to number 7. And that is a
Covington.
About an 8-yard pass play. It'll be third and 2.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry, second. And no, it's going to be second and about 5. I read that wrong. They send twins far side, single receiver near side. Again, Morrell, hurry up offense. Again to Daniels, up the middle. He's by one man, two, still on his feet. We've got to hit him, but not before he gets the first down, down at our 25. Bill, he is getting past our linemen and quickly past our linebackers, and our safeties are having to make the tackle.
Yeah, that offensive line for Lee County right now is really controlling the line of scrimmage. Our defensive front three have got to step up.
Morrell, ball on the near hash mark. Again to Daniels. Daniels gets hit by one man, two. Now we wrap him up. And he'll get maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
That was number 10 again, Jeffrey Davis for the Vikings. Brings him down, actually almost a yard loss. And there's a stoppage of play. Let's see, another helmet loss. Lee County just seems to keep losing those helmets. Now they wind it up, second and 11. 9-10 in on the clock here in the first half. Vikings lead 10-0.
Ball back at our 25, Morrell. Again, toss sweep to Daniels around the left side, looking for a hole, cuts back inside. Neighbors makes the tackle as he crosses the 25 down to about the 22.
Yes, also in there on number 66, that's Elgin Griffin. And we haven't called his name a lot lately, but he is in the mix in so many of these plays. He'll come out right now, 76. Brandon Buford checks in.
About third and 8. The ball at the 22. They've got to get right down there around the 16. Twins left, twins right. Ball on the ground. That was a snap. The ball is on the ground. And they're saying Lee County recovered it. Morrell was standing there, Bill. The ball was snapped, hit him in the hands, and he just stood there to hit the ground.
And let's see. They're going to say he did recover fourth down. And I'll tell you what he's talking about. We'll talk about that in a little while.
And we've got a timeout.
We'll take it with them. A 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
The reason their coach is so upset.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. We're here at Martin Stadium. Let's go down to Marty.
Guys, I was just going to tell you that their coaches are arguing because the PA was playing as the center came, put his hands on the ball. The offense wasn't set. They weren't ready, and the center snapped the ball. I don't know if the music obviously could have messed him up, but that's what their coach is arguing. He took a timeout to have a chance to argue with the official. They spotted it. It is still fourth down, fourth and 10, Lee County.
Fourth and 10. Lee County trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Morrell with Daniels in the backfield. Looks at that three-man front for our Vikings. Crowd loud. And play clock has not started yet, and Lee County calls timeout.
We took a timeout, guys. Lyles called a timeout.
And we'll keep it right here with them for that. What we were talking about is there was PA music playing. It comes from the press box on the other side. That's where the scoreboard and all that is handled from as far as the video, things like that. And I love it. I love the fact that we play some firing up music, get the crowd fired up. But once that quarterback moves under center, you have to stop that music. Well, the music actually kept playing right on through the snap. That stopped right at the snap. And that's what the complaint is, as Marty said from the sidelines, is that could that have messed up with the quarterback receiving the snap. But it's a moot point at this point, but it's something you learn from. And we'll, after the timeout here, it's still going to be fourth down for the Lee County Trojans here. Our Vikings lead 10-0 with 8:10 left here in the first half. Back to West.
Fourth and 10. Twins left, twins right. Daniels just to the right of Morrell. He's in the shotgun. Ball's on the ground. He picks it up. Look, there comes the rush. Throws across the middle. High pass off the fingertips of the receiver. Incomplete. And the ball goes over to our Vikings out at the 24-yard line.
We had gone into full coverage on that. We were not pressing the quarterback. The ball was snapped low, rolled back to the quarterback. Morrell had the time to pick it up, find his receiver downfield, make the throw. Unfortunately for them, a little high. Fortunately for us.
Bill, while I got a second, we did get a clarification from a Georgia high school football official. They messed that play up. It should have been there. It should have been first and 10 from the 1, not from back out at the 10.
All right. It's first and 10, though, for our Vikings now at about the 24-yard line with 8:04 left in the half. Vikings leading 10 to nothing.
Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Dixon in the shotgun. Looks at a four-man front. They back the corner off now. Gives the ball to the up back. On his feet. That is Cammon.
Nope.
That's not Cammon.
J.D. Lee.
J.D. Lee, he got wrapped up around the head. And he gets out to about the 27. See how many yards they give him. They give him 3 on the carry. It'll be 2nd and 7 from the 27-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field.
Clock continues to tick. 7:37.
Vikings leading 10 to nothing here in the first half. Dixon, quarterback keeper. Oh, what a fake. They had a blitz coming. Dixon, the quarterback keeper, just faked the pitch out, and the blitzer, the linebacker that was blitzing, bit. Dixon keeps the ball, and he's almost out to a first down.
It is a first down. They're going to measure. I thought he had already marked first down. Yes, he did. First down.
But a great, great fake by Dixon. Ball's out to the 34.
They wind the clock. 7:21 left in the half, leading 10 to nothing.
Sends Presley and Kyle to the far side. He's got Jenkins in double coverage on the near side. Three down linemen, 3 linebackers. Again to Barrett. Barrett into space. He's at the 40. The 45, the 50, the 40, the 30. And they run him out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Michael Barrett with a good stiff arm going down the sideline to get himself 10 extra yards.
Yeah, Barrett, when he got in space, just like you said, he just turned on the jet.
They started right, came back left. 37 yards for Michael Barrett. First and 10 Vikings at the Lee County 29-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Jenkins the wide out on our side. Presley and Kyle to the far side. Cammon in the backfield with Dixon. Looks at 3 linebackers and 3 down linemen. Takes the snap. Gives it to Cameron over the right side. Runs right into a whole host of Trojans.
And again, another pile on the tackle there, and still no call. You hear the groans from the crowd when that happens.
And actually what happened was behind the line of scrimmage, there a defensive tackle shoved an offensive lineman. It'll be 2nd and 10. 6:37 to go in the first half. Vikings leading 10 to nothing. Jenkins and Devon Kyle to the far side. Neighbors at the tight end on the near side. Dixon calls for the ball. Goes left. He looks behind the blocking. He's across the 25. Gets down about the 22-yard line.
Nice run by Austin Dixon. And he was picked up and pushed into the ground. But what a good tackle that is by Lee County, as now the Vikings have it 3rd down. Just outside the Blanton and Griffin Insurance red zone.
It is 3rd and a long 3 from the 22. Let's see what Tucker Pruitt has got called up. As he sends 2 receivers far side. Jenkins on their side. They're showing blitz. They're calling for a jailhouse break. Let's see what Dixon does now. There's a snap. Rolls right. Looks back across the field. He's got Louis Regal open in the end zone and overthrows him.
Yeah, he was overthrown, and even if he had got it, he was already going out of bounds too. So
it'll be 4th and about 3, and here comes Will Solomon in to attempt.
They're going to mark it about that 29-yard line again. He hit from there last time.
He hit a 29-yarder just a little bit.
39, sorry, because it's marked at the 29. They'll mark it down at the 29. We did said he just made a 39 a minute ago. Let's see if he can hit this one.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's got the distance. And it's good. Vikings lead 13-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium as our Lounge High Vikings lead 13-0 with 5:30 left in the first half. Now back to Wes James for all your play-by-play action.
Milton back deep to receive for the Trojans. Will Solomon set to kick off. Ball set down on the far hash mark. There's the kick. High booming kick. Milton will watch it sail into the end zone, and the Trojans will take over first and 10 from the 20. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 7 plays, went 54 yards, ran 2 minutes and 34 seconds off the clock, resulted in another 39-yard field goal by Will Solomon. Vikings lead 13-0 with 5:30 to go in the first half.
All right, Lee County runs out that offense back onto the field, first and 10 from their own 20.
Their running game on their last possession was pretty impressive with Daniels. Let's see if they continue that or not. Vikings in a three-man front. Now we walk our linebackers up on the line. Morrell in the shotgun. Barks out signals, looks, throws out in the flats. Little catch made out at the 20. And to give him 2, maybe 3 yards as we played excellent defense on a little pitch and catch out on their side of the field.
Yeah, good tackling in space this time by the Vikings. That looked like number 17, Smith. That was Justin Smith in on the tackle.
Give him 2 yards. Second and 8 at the 22. Ball on the far hash mark. Lee going from left to right on the radio dial. Man in motion towards us. A jet sweep. They pitch it out. We string him out and hit him as he crosses the 25 up to the 26-yard line.
It'll be third down for Lee, and they are in a hurry-up offense here with the clock running 4:52 in the first half.
That was Wallace on the carry for Lee. Milton in the backfield for the Trojans. Looking third and a long 3, short 4. Morrell barks out signals. Ball on the near hash mark. Looks, throws out in the flat. Catch made for the first down. Out at the 32, 33-yard line. There wasn't much we could do with that one, Bill.
Well, Kendrick Clemens had got in that lane again. He jumped up. The ball went right through between his two outstretched hands. But Kendrick Clemens is doing his job getting in that lane.
4:29 to go in the half. Vikings leading 13-0. Trojans with the ball. First and 10 from their 33. Morrell again looks, throws out here to the flat far side. Catch made by number 7. Gets hit immediately, and he'll go down at the 35 after a 2-yard pass play.
Little swing out there. That's Kendrick Clemens again, and number 27, Jordan Wright, in on coverage.
Covington on the catch for the Trojans. He splits his receivers. Now puts a slot man on the far side toward the Visitor's field. We're in a four-man front. Again to Daniels. Daniels tries to find a hole, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And on a what would have been a second and 7 is now a 3rd and 7 with 3:45 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 13-0.
Yeah, they may have given him a half yard there on that, West, as he just pushed through the line. But it is 3rd down for Lee County, and our Vikings were looking for that run.
Ball in the middle of the field as Lee County is going from left to right on your radio dial towards that south end zone. Twins left, twins right. Keeps Daniels in the backfield with him. We show blitz. He drops back. We come. Throws downfield. Way deep. Got a man open. And the ball is knocked away.
That was number 23, their go-to receiver, Trey Eford. And it bounced in and out of his hands. Our Vikings were right there. They have just sandwiched him in coverage. He couldn't hold on. That'll bring up 4th down for Lee County. And they're going to no quick kick, no nothing. They're going to go for a punt right here.
3 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the half. We send number 17,
Justin Smith
back deep to receive, standing about our 25. And it is Glover, the punter, for Lee County. Ball on the near hash mark. We have 2 safety guys just in case they try to throw something out of it. Glover waiting on the snap. Oh, we jump. Will not be enough for a first down, but we jump.
They're up. Their front defender kind of stepped off to the side. That's, I believe, number 91, and the punter just kicked him. And, boy, that one hurt a little bit.
Oh, well, I'm watching down here, so I didn't see that.
He took it square, and he just kind of dropped. Offsides on the defense, a 5-yard penalty. That'll give them a little plus room there. Let's see if they continue to punt on a 4th and 2.
Fourth and a long two from the 44, from the 41 now.
And we do have a timeout on the field.
They're going to think about it.
Lee County. We'll take a 30-second break with him. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the CBC Bank press box here at Martin Stadium. After the timeout, it is 3 minutes, 15 seconds left in the half. Fourth down and two for the Lee County Trojans at the 41-yard line. And Vikings lead 13 to nothing. They were in punt formation. Let's see if they stay in that formation. They bring the quarterback, Morrell, back out, Wes.
And they're going to go for it.
Or try the quick kick again. Let's see.
I think they'll go for it.
He was trying to get him to jump. The voice inflection. The defensive line stays on side. Checks the sideline.
He's still got plenty of time on the play clock. Twins left. Twins right. All they need is 2 yards. And now they call timeout. They call timeout as the ball was snapped. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, that was Lee County called the timeout there as they were going to think about it again as our Lounge High Vikings stayed on sides that time. As we are here against Lee County tonight, we said it to begin the show, Wes, our backs are against the wall. This really is kind of a must-win situation for our Vikings as we lead 13 to nothing, and we need to continue to build on this.
As Taylor just pointed out, our Lee County's 0-1 on fourth down conversions. We are 2 out of 3. On third down conversions, they're 1 of 5. We're 2 of 7.
And those are stats that we really like taking a look at because they can dictate how the team is really moving itself down the field and keeping drives alive, and that's really the key for this game, I believe. 3 minutes and 15 seconds here in the timeout in the first half, and it's 13 to nothing. Vikings over the Trojans as they're trying to hold on here, the Vikings, to get to halftime. And what a good game this has been so far. As we talked about, both teams playing very well. Lee's come out, run the ball better than we anticipated. And the Vikings have come out and looked really good offensively in both facets of the game, both passing and rushing.
And I tell you what, the impressive thing has been the play of our defense tonight.
Here we go, Wes.
Lee, two receivers, single receiver far side, single receiver near side. They have bunched it up. We're in a four-man thrust. Morrell in the shotgun. Play action. He has the first down as he gets across the 45.
Yeah, quarterback keeper.
And he did a good job sticking it in the belly of Daniels and pulling it back out.
So Lee County gets that fourth down conversion with the clock at 3:09 now.
First and 10 from their 47-yard line. Morrell, again, he gives it to Milton. Milton looking for a hole, gets by one linebacker, two, gets hit at midfield and just falls across barely into our territory.
Again, the quarterback having to go down real low to get that snap. He's been very close, Wes, in my opinion, to putting that knee on the ground when he makes that snap cover.
Second and 6 from our just inside our 50-yard line. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 13 to nothing. Milton, we're showing blitz off the corner. There we come. They string it out. We hit him. We read it perfectly. Number 91, give that boy a hamburger.
Another one of his impact players tonight. Number 91, Logan Neely, just wraps him up and drops him for a loss.
They started a jet house sweep, but Neely came on a blitz from the outside, and they just ran right into it. That drops it all the way back to their 44-yard line, which is going to be 3rd and 13. A 7-yard loss for Logan Neely. Give him 2 hamburgers. Put cheese on one of them.
3rd down now for Lee County.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Milton in the backfield with Morrell. As he looks at 4 Vikings coming right at him. He drops straight back. Looks. Goes out to flat landing. Oh, ball almost intercepted by Kedrick Clemens again. Had it in his hand, juggled it, and was falling down, and it just slipped away from him.
Kedrick Clemens has had his hands on about 4 passes of Garrett Morrell's tonight. He's intercepted 1.
A minute 43 to go in the first half. Vikings leading 13 to nothing. We send Justin Smith back as our punt returner. Garrett Glover, the punter for Lee County, standing about the 30.
All right, here we go, Wes.
They're waiting for the snap. There it is. And I don't know what they're going to call this time.
The center is dropping his head both times. He's doing it twice, and he's pulling us offsides, but they're calling offsides on the defense.
They are, and they'll mark it. It'll be a first down for the Trojans out at their 49-yard line.
And, Wes, the worst part is...
I'm sorry. No, it's not a first down.
No.
It'll be fourth and about fourth and seven.
Yeah, and the worst part is it's the nose guard that is jumping offsides. He's right over the ball.
See, he can't do that. I just watched him do what you're talking about. Punt, high end over end kick. Smith takes it at the 20. He's up to the 25, the 30. Spins, he's out across the 30, up to the 33. But you're right, Billy. Goes up, gets it, looks, up and down, up and down.
And that'll be first down for the Vikings with 1:33 left in the half here, leading 13-0.
We'll take over first and 10 from our own 33 right here on the hash mark in front of the press box, going from right to left on your radio dial. Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. Jeffrey Davis comes out. We're sending four receivers to the far side. Davis, Des Copeland, Boogie Cammon, and Gabe Neighbors. Empty backfield. And Dixon on the quarterback keeper across the 35, the 40, the 45 still on his feet. And he gets tackled from behind and driven into Trojan territory down. That's the 49.
They just ran everybody to the right side with that four stack receivers. And he just went to the left side. The clock will stop on the first down move. It's 1:25 left in the half.
He's sending trips to the far side. Jenkins to the near side. Cammon to his right. Looks it at three down linemen, three linebackers. They show him blitz off the corner. There they come. He rolls right away from it. Stops, throws out in the flat. Oh, the ball almost intercepted. It was intended for Louis Regal, but number eight, the safety, saw it, and he broke on it.
Tyrone Harris for Lee County. He saw that one coming on the rollout, and he was on a dead heat run.
Just couldn't hold on to it. It'll be second and 10 from the Lee County 49-yard line. Copeland brings the play in. A minute 15 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 13-0. We send Jenkins to the far side. They've got man coverage. We've got trips to the near side. Now we put Copeland in the slot. It's an empty backfield. There they come. Throws out to Kyle. Kyle's got a block. What? A block by Dylan Presley as he pinned the corner, turned him inside, and we get the ball all the way down to the 36-yard line.
And you made the comment, number 85, Dylan Presley, without the ball, what a great block, and that's what freed Tavon Kyle up. Another 13-yard pass play and a first down for the Vikings.
Hurry up offense. Dixon asking for the ball. A minute eight to go here in the ball game. Clock will stop on the snap.
Or start.
Palmy will start on the snap. Now they're running it. There's a snap. Looks, throws again out to Kyle. Kyle gets hit and gets run out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. He gets run out of bounds about 32-33.
Hey, side judge is doing this. He's winding the clock. He's saying he was not out of bounds. I don't know how he could be any more out of bounds as Lyons County, Lyons is going to call a timeout.
And they're still running the clock. We've called a timeout.
Again, and you know what, and folks, you listen to us on the radio, and I don't want to sound like sour grapes, but it's been bad officiating for the three region games, and I don't mean that because we've been on the bad side of it some, but it's been bad on the other side. I mean, this is just not good officiating. The mechanics have been poor, Wes. I know you weren't at Camden last week. The mechanics were really poor. How they worked the field, and you've been an official, you understand when I say the word mechanic.
Yep.
I've got a brother-in-law who is a white hat. He preaches it all the time. I notice those little things. When a crew does not take control of a game, it's bad for both sides. 35 seconds. I mean, we ran 25, 30 seconds off that we were calling timeout. Nobody was stopping the clock. So it's 35 seconds, leading 13-0. It is second down for the Vikings.
Second and eight from the 33. Dixon barking out signals. He's got twins left, twins right. Drops back, looks in the pocket, throws across the middle to Jenkins. Jenkins makes the catch for the first down. Down around the 18-yard line.
And there is a flag on the field down there. Let's see what that's going to be. And see, even his own officials, the white hats throw
holding
the flag.
Holding against the Vikings.
Okay, again, the mechanic. He's thrown the flags. His own officials are not watching their white hat. He's got a flag out there. He stopped the thing, and his officials are setting the ball for play. Again, mechanics of an officiating crew.
Thirty-one seconds to go in the first half. These officials have lost complete control of this ball game.
It'll be second in a country mile, about 21 yards.
As my buddy Tom Odom would say, it's a short taxi ride. Dixon barks out signals. There they come on a blitz. He gets hit, goes down back at the 45.
The officials fail to watch the end of the play.
They don't see. There's a timeout.
I don't know if it's timeout. Yeah, they stopped the clock. No, we haven't called timeout. I think we're just going to let it run out now. 13 seconds. The clock is ticking. I don't think we're going to call the timeout. We'll keep it right here in just a moment. Marty will have Coach Randy McPherson as we head into halftime here, leading 13 to nothing. Let's go down to the field. And we're still waiting. We'll see if we can get a few words. Go ahead.
Coach, despite the way that ended there, I know you got to be pleased with your team's effort.
Yeah, we're playing hard.
Coach, your defense, of course, has kept them out of the end zone. You got to be pleased with them. Talk about the play of the defense a little bit.
Yeah, playing good overall. Got some penalties to deal with, you know. Real pleased with the team. We got to play better second half.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Marty.
Guys, he's obviously frustrated there. He's trying to talk to the ref, actually, before I could get him. Just a terrible sequence of events there with the coaching staff. And even, I mean, the officials, you could see them in their body language. They weren't even communicating. They didn't know what was going on. As you were saying, as they were calling the penalty, the other officials were lining the ball up down here. Very, very poor there. We got to regroup, block that out. We got to come out and play football in the second half.
We do, Marty. Thank you very much for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview to end the half. Our Vikings lead 13 to nothing. I want to thank our halftime sponsors. They are Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia. Be sure and stop by and visit them. Valdosta Insurance Services at 812 Northwood Park Drive. Their number is 229-242-4560. And Benefit Advisors of Georgia, also in that same location at 812 Northwood Park Drive. Their number, 229-316-2777. In this world we live in right now where we're talking about insurance, health insurance, and all the different things that you've got to be covered with now, you need somebody on your side. These are the guys to do it. Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia. We want to thank them for their halftime support. We're going to take a 10-minute break here at Martin Stadium, and when we come back, we'll have the halftime stats for you. Get you ready for the second half as our Vikings lead 13 to nothing here against the Lee County Trojans. We'll be back after this 10-minute break. And welcome back to the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show here at Martin Stadium. Our Lions High Vikings leading the Lee County Trojans 13 to nothing as we've seen a very exciting first half, Taylor.
It has. It hadn't been this exciting in a while, probably since the Newton game.
Yeah.
Lions weren't happy by the way they played last week. They came out rolling.
Yeah. They really have, and they played with some authority. They played within themselves and played a really good football game. We had a lot of, you know, activity there in the last minute and a half with officiating, things like that. And we're going to push that aside. And Marty mentioned from the sideline, that's something that this team has got to do. Get rid of that. It's over. It's gone. You can't fix it. It's gone back. Come out in the second half. We're going to get the ball to start the second half.
Right. Lions came out ready to play. We have 221 yards compared to their 130. When you score gain 230 yards and a half,
yeah,
it's hard not to put points up on the board.
They really have. Now, the only thing you could say is, hey, why aren't we getting touchdowns? We got two field goals, both of them 39 yards, and they were hit cleanly. The snap was good. The hold was good. The kick was good. And, yeah, we do need to get in that end zone. But we did get the one touchdown, an exciting pass to Xavier Jenkins.
Right. It was exciting. Also, we've had some huge plays. Michael Barrett broke a long, I believe it's 30-something yard run.
Yep.
Austin Dixon had a pretty long keeper right there at the end of the half, I believe. And just Lions look unstoppable pretty much.
Well, they look different. You're right. And again, I said at the top of the show and at the countdown to kickoff was we played three of the best teams in the state, and we lost to them, Roswell, Colquitt, and Camden.
And they were all close games right there to the very end.
They really are. And again, you could say the same thing. We're in a close game here, but we've got to continue to keep our foot on the pedal and just drive through this thing because the Vikings just cannot let up. This is a team that we need to win this football game and then get on past it and get ready for the next one. But this second half, a lot will be said and a lot of questions will be answered to our fans of how well we could play in the second half.
Right. There's still 24 minutes left. A lot can happen. And another good thing we've had is about field goals. We've had trouble with the field goals or PATs or whatever with the special teams in past games. We've practiced it all week, and it's on point. You can't ask for anything better.
Yeah, you really can't. The Lionside Georgia Bridgemen are entertaining the crowd here at Martin Stadium. As we said earlier, they went to Dothan, Alabama last weekend, were named grand champions, first place in that competition. They were third place a week earlier down in Leesburg, Florida, in a much smaller band competition where bands were smaller. There was more theatrics, things like that. They went into a competition last week. The musicianship was number one. Their drum majors were number one. Their auxiliaries were number one. Just a great band is our Lions High Vikings, of course, marching in excess of 400 students out here. And that's just amazing that you can march that many kids, keep them lined up, and then put them on buses and take them places, too. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take our first two-minute break here of the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors halftime show. Our Vikings lead the Lee County Trojans 13-0. We'll be back after this two-minute break.